This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi, guys. It's a brand new episode. Ilse's here. Rashida, are you here?
I'm here.
This week, Rashida was all about the street. She wanted to set a trap for me to discuss Nigeria. Rashida was like, is there anything good to talk about Nigeria? She tried to trigger me, but tune in to find out how I combated her, how I defended Nigeria. Hope you enjoy this episode, guys. Thank you so much for coming every week. Take care. Peace out. Act like a civilized beast.
You're stressing me. Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Yusis Ladu. Hello, guys.
Yusis, you have stopped telling them where you're reporting from.
I'll be reporting live. With the complaint and the sufferness. You already know.
Yusis, please. I don't have time to be beating around the bush. I don't have time to be asking you, how was your week? Please, let's just go straight to the point.
And the point is?
There's no point.
You're showing your truth.
What's good? What's happening in Nigeria?
No, don't ask me that question.
See, wait, now. Okay, Yusis, you know what? On this podcast today, we cannot come and every time we are saying bad things. Like, what is the good thing that is happening? Let's for once try and say some good things that is happening.
Like, we go Nigeria. Out of our way to look for bad things that is happening in Nigeria. The moment you step out, you start seeing bad things. Did I put the bad thing there? No. Do I want to be positive? Yes. But once you drive 100 meters, you must see something that wakes you.
That is why I'm trying and begging you now. It's a plea.
You cannot balance in London and be telling me any good thing. Come and look for the good thing yourself. Can you imagine?
Is it unfortunately for us, you see?
It's unfortunately because Nigeria is a beautiful place, beautiful people, so many things. But Rashida, I can say so many good things, of course.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Let's see.
Yeah, well, you know you're going to feed. You have friends and family. There are a lot of people that are living in these advanced countries that the system works, but they don't have this. So I think it's like you have this and you don't have the other. Give and take. Then there are other people that have all this at once. But unfortunately for us, we are on the other side of it. For the fact that I'm even able to record this podcast every week, alhamdulillah. There are so many people that would want to be in Nigeria. So I'm not even talking about me personally. I'm talking about the environment, the society, the country as a whole. Like, for example, our brothers and sisters are living in Sudan. Can they do it? Even if they can do it, I don't think they will do it with ease that I am able to do it. Although, for somebody that came from Maiduguri and I witnessed the Boko Haram war and everything, I know how it can be exaggerated, all these wars and everything. Because the way we're reporting the Boko Haram thing on the media then, whilst I was still in Maiduguri, I'm like, wait, is it the same Maiduguri that I am, that they are reporting like this? It will seem to you like bullets are flying in the air, people cannot walk in the market, like there's no life whatsoever. I'm thinking maybe that might be the case. But still, alhamdulillah, we have to give thanks to Allah. You are alive, you are well, you eat, you go about your work. Not everybody has that. But it's painful that Nigeria could be this superpower to me, just that we have been cursed by these said leaders. A lot of people, I was reading something somewhere, somebody said his whole teenage years gone. 20 now is about to go from one bad government to another. Yes. Because even the time they were complaining, massive protests everywhere. People are wishing it now. It's like fairy tale.
Yeah.
So we're kids now. They have witnessed post Jonathan, post Buhari. They are in Jagaban now. See, just the human factor in Nigeria. It's not just the leaders. If I start complaining now about what the wicked, wicked things poor people are doing
to each other, please add to each other.
Thank you very much. You'll be like, so what is the problem? Example of it is last week, I realized that when you recharge on your prepaid meter for electricity, when you buy the unit, they were taking 50 bucks. So I reached out to the company I was buying from, and they said, it's not them. I should contact the customer care for Abuja Electricity AED. I called them, and the stupid lady was telling me that there's a 35,000 that on the 21st, a 35,000 debt was put on their account. I said, are you okay? Does that even make sense? That telling me it's a prepaid meter. If you don't have a unit in it, you can't get like just like phone I'm using to call you. If I didn't have credit, will I be able to call you? Am I able to owe MTN? No. So what are you even telling me? Dama, please, if you can go to office, they explain to you. Actually, I found time on Monday. This happened on Saturday. Yeah. I found time on Monday. I went there and I realized that it was like around the whole area. So randomly, they were just putting me on people's account. Luckily for me, because I paid attention to detail, I realized that and I reached out to them. There were people that thought it was just network glitch and they went on buying more units. So your account will be hit with 150, some 80, 100,000, just like that. And they will be recovering from nowhere. When I went to the office, I saw a lot of people. And the office that did this, if you see the people that were in there, I said, this money is not for you. AEDC will take the money. So
what? Wow, you be here.
They are going to return the money, blah, blah. They are working on it. Their network is down. So why did you do it in the first place? So you see, this kind of small, small things, Rashida, you go everywhere. Like I told you the other day, the default setting of a Nigerian is how to cheat you. Is it only the rich people are setting? No. It's the rich, the poor, the middle class, even though the middle class in Nigeria is disappearing, it's everywhere. To me, alhamdulillah, each day I give thanks to Allah. It could have been worse.
People are having,
and as a Muslim, you should know that. You should always be thankful. Gratitude is part of our faith. So, alhamdulillah, please don't come and be telling me to be saying good things about Nigeria. You would wake up in the morning, you want to say, today I'll be positive.
Today will be a great day.
I'm for positivity. Nigeria will say, hold my dear, you are going to do something. It's even better you don't even say it or think about it. Just go on about your day. That will shock you. You have a fantastic day all through. You understand?
The moment you say it, it's over.
Or is it MTN? Go to Twitter. See the way MTN has still people's data.
I've seen that everybody's complaining about the network.
Just leave me. Not just the network. The network is terrible. It's awful. You buy your data, something that's supposed to last month. In a day, they'll say you don't chop.
Somebody said he spends 7,000 naira for data in a week.
It's right. Because if you're hard data user, it's not going to be easy. And don't forget, everything now is data. Everything
everything is on your phone.
So you must use data. And okay, we keep complaining, but where are the regulatory agencies?
NCC, that is the big problem. But wait, my question now is, the government officials, is it that they are using different network from the average Nigerian?
Whichever network, they are very smart now. They are smart. Do you think they don't have their numbers? When they'll be giving them free data and free airtime, maybe in a year, SF is free. Do they know it? But my problem is the Minister of Communication, Boson Tijani, one of the hardest critics of Tinubu, they now gave him ministerial appointment.
Them.
Now he's doing farming. And he's a young guy. People are always tagging him with this MTN complaint. Nothing, Rashida. So please.
And there's no lot of competitions.
I think they get away with it. There are competitions. We have so many internet providers aside from your mainstream MTN, Airtel, the ones that you know. They are the ones that are just for internet. That's their work. We have Legend. Of course, you know Elon Musk now. We have Starlink in Nigeria. There are so many internet providers that I don't even know them. Some in Lagos, some in Abuja, some both Abuja and Lagos and another place. But Rashida, they're still awful. I don't know if you saw Ebuka, but for the first time I saw Ebuka using the curse word on them. He said for how many weeks? Nothing.
Do you know what? Maybe he has been sending them message. They didn't reply. Then they had the audacity to come and reply under his rant. So that they will say they are working.
That automatic response. Thank you, customer, for reaching out. We are going to look at your... I hate that. Like, what are you even saying? Rashida, just forget about it. We are fine. We are healthy. We feed. Alhamdulillah. Don't make me talk about Nigeria like this.
She said, don't make me talk about Nigeria like this. I said, okay, let's try. This was even a mistake, a great mistake. I said, let us try and say something positive about Nigeria. I have used 6 days now to complain. You did not say anything. No, you said family and friends. This one is your personal problem. Family and friends is personal. I said, Nigeria, you brought all the this was
Nigeria.
If you have to think about it, that means there's nothing.
To be fair, I want to be fair now. Let it not be like I'm just rushing to answer you. Let me think.
Stop. Oh God, please. You sis, you don't have anything about Nigeria to say.
If I remember, I'll bring your attention to it.
Let's go on the street, you sis.
Okay.
Hear me out. Trending debate. Oh. This guy said, you know how last week we brought about what a friend did to his friend?
Yeah.
I thought that was it. I thought I had seen the worst of the worst. I didn't know I was about to see another. Is this how friends go around showing each other premium shege?
I beg.
All in the name of friendship. This guy said, a friend lost his job and had nowhere to go. So I took him in, fed him, housed him for 9 months. One night, he said his flight was for the next morning. Just like that. Thanked me for everything and left. I went to work the next day, tried calling him. Line wasn't going through. A week later, he finally picked up, said he was fine. He had arrived the US. He said this was 3 years ago. No call, no message, nothing. I have never felt betrayed in my life like I felt that day. Not even enemies move like that. Another person replied, maybe this is not betrayal. This is entitlement. Because you helped him doesn't mean he should disclose his next most important step in life. He thanked you for everything, and that's okay. The guy was dumbfounded. He said, really? Really? Like, really?
Yes. It's more rubbish that you don't see find a person that will defend in this world. Just type it, put it out on social media. I'm telling you.
You will hear someone that will say, hear me out, work with me. Maybe.
Unpopular opinion.
Opinion.
I know I'm going to get hit for this, but
I think they do this thing on purpose so that they'll get the hit. Maybe the hit makes them popular or something. That doesn't even make sense. He stayed with him for 9 months, you see. That's why it's not everybody that comes to you that you think the person is needy. There's something we do. We always want to pick people up as charity case.
No, this English that you're blowing, all this big English.
You just let me blow my English.
No, please. Stop waiting.
You see, allow me. Let me be sorry as if I'm intellectually intelligent.
In everybody's story, we are the savior of everybody, and that's why we are always having wahala. I beg you.
Yes, somebody will come to you with ideas, but you will say, no, I sell the product, please help me push it. Tell your friends to tell the friend, you know, word of mouth, sometimes it goes a long way. Tell your friend, but no, you will not tell your friend. But it's that person that is looking like the person is suffering, the person is relying on you if they cannot eat. The person has to come and beg you, look for your validation before they do things.
That's what they call it. I'm telling you, so that you look like the good guy now. Do you know how many people I'm helping? Do you know how many people I'm feeding? I'm not even related to them. So I have so much burden on my shoulder, you know, so that they'll be praising.
Because we are always moving like that. You always want, all the people you want around you are the people that you can help, the people that can always come and beg you for something, ask you for something. You don't want people that are like independent, that can strive for themselves. Mm-mm. Those charity cases are the ones you want around you. And this is how most people move.
It's true. Rashida, it all goes back to our upbringing and society. The way they speak about people that help, you know, large family is only you. But at the end, overwhelm, thanking everybody, because the moment something even happened to you, everybody will disappear. You have no use to them again.
Let's not even go too far from home. My grandmother, from my maternal grandmother, she raised everybody. She had like 8 kids, but she had everybody in her house plus her kids. In fact, you know how they do it then? You don't even have to be related by blood to be a family member.
Yeah.
If you are from my village, you are my family member. You can come. Yeah. They have this compound my grandfather has in Bauchi State, and every everybody would come there. That was where everybody would come. It was a 24/7 service. She was raising different people. I can't count the number of people she raised. I remember when we go visiting, there were lots of people in the house. They had to do like section where everybody can stay and accommodate people. And now, looking at it now, you wonder, where are all these people? She had like 8 kids, and all these 8 kids are scattered around everywhere. Nobody's in the family house anymore. It's only where they come. All these people she has raised, they don't come anymore, you know? You know that they always say, your reward is in heaven. If I ask them, they'll say that they did it for the sake of Allah.
Which is fantastic.
Which is also amazing.
So the life then is quite different than now, you know? There was more of community, you know? Mm. I think we mentioned it once or twice on this podcast, where even us, at our own time, when we're growing up, you find that this neighbor can sew Eid clothes for his children and the neighbor's children. And even the ones that are not even Muslim, he will sew for everybody. So it was that kind of living. You can go and sleep there, you know, when your parents are not home, you don't even mind. You just go to your neighbor's home, you know,
I never slept in anybody's house.
Were you staying in one place? Rashida have moved all over Nigeria before she was 10. So when we are talking, you just observe. I hear the stories.
Okay, sorry. Let me hear the stories.
Like myself, we're from the same tribe. And so it happened that we have the same middle name, Isa.
Mm.
People that we went to primary school, up to today, they think we're siblings. We went to school together. We did everything together. We're not related. When you see us just this weekend, I was with them. You think we are family. Life back then was not that complicated. And they were happy. And it's good when you look at it now. You know your neighbor can take care of your family, even if you're not there.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
People do good from their heart. You see people support kids in school. You say, where are they now? Some of them were lying. Maybe your grandkid, just because of the name, somebody will take care of you. You go to places that think, oh, all is gone. Then one person will say, your grandma, your father, or somebody did this while I was, and your parent cannot even remember them. So I don't think any good is bad or lost.
No.
In the first place, why even do it in the hopes that people will pay you, because you'll be met with disappointment. And a lot of people during their time, they did that. You see one woman in the street, everybody, Mama Rashida, Mama Rashida, because they know once they come to your house, they'll eat. No discrimination, nothing. They will just and go. There are people like that. It's now that life of nowadays. And they don't expect anything, but now you are accommodating somebody, thinking that they will be giving you updates. But this story, Rashida, the way I'm looking at, somebody stayed with you for 9 months. What was
Mothers, come on.
What was their relationship? For you to accommodate somebody for 9 months, I think, to me, you people must be close.
That's why he's hot. Now you get the gist. That's why he's really angry.
Forget about the commenters. Those ones, they are just looking for relevance. Because 9 months, you stay in somebody's house. Okay. But then some people will tell you, I've moved on. If I'm him or typical me, I move with updated information. You will try, but how far now? And you see that the person is trying to withdraw from you. You are all adults. You cannot come and be forcing yourself on a person. It will hurt, definitely, because you are a human being.
Maybe this one is
hurt now. And maybe you thought you guys are more than that, but move with the reality, Rashida. People are moving mad. You and every day we are seeing it. See different stories. Look at what you said. Is it not people moving mad? Be paid though, accept reality and move on. I think that's the best way of doing this.
Yeah, I understand. But the betrayal was too much, in the sense that this thing happened like 3 years ago and he still remembered it. And
you know, like say get anniversary for the thing.
No, it's painful. Because I think after he sent him a message.
Even if it's marriage, 3 years, you move.
You move on. Uses, what type of wickedness is this? No, wait, uses, let me explain this thing to you.
Okay, and me, I'm all for matching your energy. If I come, hey, Rashida, what's up? And you're answering me half fast, I'll match your energy.
Of course.
I'm all for that. We are all adults. You know, I'm always saying this. Everybody knows what they are doing, Rashida. This person knows what he's doing.
He knows.
Hey, so okay,
so, though, that friend, he's an arm robber. You know why?
The way this we pronounce your... that people are armed robbers and criminals on this podcast.
No, no, he's actually a criminal. If they give him a pew pew, he will shoot. You know why? Because so the friend was good enough for him to house you, feed you for 9 months, but he wasn't good for you to tell him that, oh, I'm traveling. If you are not in his house, it's a different thing. But you are in his house, for God's sake. You mean you arrange? Oh, no, no. I've seen stories of people that have come to say their friends didn't tell them that they were moving, and it was after they got there that they told them. Yeah, even those ones are usually pained about the situation. Not to talk of somebody that left from your house. Come on.
I get you perfectly. But us complaining now, what does it change?
What it will change is that if you have this type of bad character or you are planning to behave like this, don't go to people's house. Go and stay somewhere else so that the person will not feel any emotional attachment.
It's like you're carrying this matter. I've never seen even her main problem that she's always bringing, she'll just bring it, I'll vent, and she'll say she'll wish him all the best or whatever.
This is the thing is, I'm trying to put myself in that person's shoe. I feel his pain. I feel where he's coming from.
Yes.
No, because it's though you know that this pain that he's feeling right at this moment is very valid, you know, right?
You know, I didn't invalidate his feeling. I said you will be pained, but accept the reality and move on. That's what I said. You must be pained now.
Yes, it's for him to talk about it 3 years later. He has moved on, but he's trying to say, am I overthinking? No, wait. This thing that I've been thinking about, am I overthinking it?
Hey, God.
People are wicked. Wickedness.
Human being.
When it comes to feeding you, accommodating you, I'm good. That was absolutely a bad behavior.
You know, every religion like promotes gratitude. Now, bros, just move on. Forget about this guy.
What will happen is that you to just try and move. I have to pepper him somehow, some way. What does he mean? He thinks he's better than you? Let me add fire to this thing.
Rashida, this one here, still, why are we showing him anything? Move on. Why is it that people don't love the concept of moving on? Move the hell on, Rashida.
Yes, we'll move on. Because right now, me and this guy, I've put myself, in fact, I've taken this matter on my head. We will move on, but we have to fight it first.
God, sorry. Let me be begging Rashida. Sorry.
Please don't beg me. Let my anger finish first. No, that was not nice.
It's not nice.
This next one is quite long. Please, I need your advice. Me and my husband have been divorced for 7 months, but we still live together. Nobody knows about our divorce because it was the last straw. He has divorced me twice in the past, and we found our way back to each other. We were careful at first, knowing if he divorces me again, that is the end. As usual, we fought and he divorced me. We can't live without each other, and we know it. I told him we should do the halala wedding. She should marry another man, then the man divorce her, then she should come back again, so I can be his wife again. But we heard that I have to consummate the marriage with whoever I marry before he can divorce me and before I can marry my husband again. But he refused that he cannot stand another man sleeping with me. But staying like this is really disturbing me. Our marriage is only 2 years. We have no kids. I know some of you will judge me, but this is our test. And that was it. Your sis, this is your Muslim sister, need your advice. Last week when I brought man problem, you said, oh, that you want to solve women problem. You love to solve women problem. Now, this is all you. This is all you.
God forbid. When I talk about women problem, women with sense, not stupid women. Pardon my French, English, whatever. Like, well, what's all this? That we can't live without each other in 2 years.
In 2 years. For 2 years marriage. They've divorced you three times in 2 years.
We are made for each other. We can't live without each other. What rubbish Indian film talk is that? I beg you. I wish them all the best. I don't even have any advice. Is she like, they are just committing zina. They are fornicating. That's all they are doing because the marriage is dissolved. There's nothing they can do about it. And Allah is not stupid. You planning to go out and marry somebody so that you can consummate and divorce and come back to this man that will divorce you again? Because somebody that did it three times in 2 years, he will do it again. So what rubbish talk. Rashida, please. She's mad. They are all mad.
God, please. This is actually madness.
Oh.
She now said that this is their test. What told people that this is how God used to test people?
He's deciding what is their test. No, it's the man that is deceiving her.
But what if she gets pregnant in this situation? What's going to happen?
The baby will be born out of wedlock now. What is there? There's no long English day.
But Yusi, come to think of it, you think that there are many people in this situation?
I think so. See, if you hear some people's story, it will shock you. The things that people do, because, okay, of course, these people are Muslims. You already know the conditions and whatnot.
That's crazy.
And you know, Shaitan, like you said, easily now you hear that Bele don't enter.
That's what I'm even scared of.
It's illegally now that you to enter. But it's sad when you look at it. They tell you when you're upset as a man, you should leave the house. It's to avoid all. Now you were upset, you divorce her once, upset again twice, till
Come
the last
on.
Time. Do you know the one that even irritated me? I don't want to discuss this in further. That he doesn't want another man to sleep with her. Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you?
I think he doesn't want her. He doesn't want anybody to have her.
Thank you. Ownership. He's to do this. She belongs to him. She belongs to him and no other.
He's actually deceiving her because she has put it in the back of her head that he can't do without her. He's always coming. This is a toxic love relationship. Will I even call it love? This is sounding like she has mental problem now. If it's not mental issue, what is this? Somebody divorced you first time. You say you went back to each other. Divorced you second time. In 2 years, you see.
You can't live with each other.
A man that is quick to divorce you, I don't even know. If after you have a quarrel, the next thing is I'll divorce you. You see, for 7 months she has been in that house. There's no marriage between them.
Living in sin.
Living in sin. Packing sin for yourself. Let's move to the next one, you see. This is quite long. I and my siblings decided to jokingly take a DNA test on ourselves to see if we are our father's children. This didn't come as a serious topic. We just decided to do it. We are 4 in number, 2 guys and 2 ladies. I am the oldest, 31 years old, and the youngest is 23 years old. Our father turned exactly 60 years this year, and our mom is 57 years old. We didn't take the DNA test because we suspected anything. We just did it for fun. Unfortunately, the result came out and showed that apart from our last sibling, who is a girl, 23 years old, none of us belong to our father. We did the test again in another facility and had the same results. This isn't the time to break our father's heart and destroy our family, so we decided to keep the result to ourselves and pretend we are all our fathers. But we confronted our mother and she said we shouldn't tell our father. She said the man who is our father is dead. He was the man she was seeing before she met our father. She cried and begged us not to tell our father anything. We don't want to hurt our dad, so we have kept this from him, but it breaks our hearts, especially mine, to see that the man went through thick and thin to get us where we are today. I saw him struggle so much when I was growing up. I keep wondering why my mom would do such a terrible thing to him, because he is a good man. Though we are keeping this from him, but I have been thinking so much and I don't know what to do. He loves us. He gave up his life and joy for us. I have been crying on his behalf. I don't know what to do, but I suddenly hate my mother. What should I do? Somebody advised him. He said, this burden is not yours to carry. I'm so sorry your mom did this to you and your siblings, and it's not your fault. Your mom's husband and your biological father deserve to know the truth. The truth can hurt, but lies and secrets can destroy a person's soul. Healing and forgiveness are the only possible thing in the light of truth. This is deep.
I don't even know what to say about this. Of course, what the woman did was wrong. You know, anytime they bring about this DNA topic in social media, you see people talking like,
you know what this woman has done to the boys in this family? They'll have trust issues.
Already, look at the men that women have to manage. Misogyny and whatnot. Then you come and add this one now.
They are not going to trust any woman. If he has a kid already, he's going to want to do a DNA test so that what happened to his father will repeat itself. And you know the saddest part of this thing? How he said the man was a good man.
Yes.
He didn't deserve this.
But to me, I don't think they should tell him.
Me too, I don't think so.
What will this news add now to him?
They are going to kill him before his time. If he has 10 more years to live, he's gone. He's going to go quicker. It's going to break him into pieces. sis. But what are the odds that they were going to do that?
Her excuse now, that it was the man that she was seeing before he married the man. What rubbish.
She's a bloody liar. What does she mean by that? Three children for the man she was seeing before she married.
They can never be an issue. Like Rashida, see, anyway, to each their own. And they will tell you it's not that simple. You married another person, you've locked your life with that same person. If you don't want, leave.
Yes, oh, God. Yeah.
You don't die now. Who knows? Maybe she's even lying. She doesn't want to.
She's lying. She's lying.
Would you trust anything?
Yeah, I can't even trust anything that comes out of her mouth. Is a bloody lie.
But what happened to the sanctity of marriage? And you know, they say this. This
now you're speaking out. English.
I'm speaking English, but I didn't want to speak English. No, I'm really upset. Whenever they bring about this topic where they said Yoruba man or men, you don't know how many children they have until they die. When you see a whole family they never knew existed, when he dies, lo and behold, they show up. You know, when they were like, see, in the same vein, if they do DNA tests for all the children, you see driver get picking, houseboy get picking, husband friend get picking, and all that. But why? Why? Kai, God is just met with the rubbish that people do. I don't even know what to say. The person that told them it's not their fight is true.
Actually not their fight. The person saying the story, he's already putting himself in the father's shoe, like thinking, if I was the one that this happened to, how will I feel?
Yes,
you know, because he said he has been crying.
And maybe this woman, if you see her all lovey dovey,
yes, she has been doing everything right to this man, because she knows that if anything happens, she has to just be kind to this man.
I can't wrap my head around it, Rashida. Like,
That's an absolutely terrible thing to do.
Marital affairs, when you have an option. Anyway, you know, like we always say, when it's not legal, you know, the thing is sweet.
Yeah.
If not, does it make sense?
For God's sake.
It doesn't make sense now.
I'm so sorry that they had to go through that. It's not a good thing to experience. Yours is, if I was to ask you, like, what determines the ability of a child to thrive in a home, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
The ability of a child to thrive in a home. Yeah, is the relationship between the parents now. Because children are visual learners. If you like, preach from today to tomorrow. You are saying, don't do this, don't do that. And you and the dad are always fighting. But you are telling them, this is what a couple is supposed to do.
It's supposed to do.
Which one would they believe? Be praying. You have to say your 5 daily prayers. But they are calling the prayer and you are on the TV. And you want the child to go and pray. Does it make sense to you?
So, talking about that, my son is an accurate timekeeper. So when I'm on my period, I don't go and pray. And I tell him to go and pray. Then he always, you come on. Like, he's always wondering, why are you not praying? Did you pray? Did you go and pray? Did you pray? I've explained to him that every month, but he doesn't expect me to be telling him, oh, you remember that time that I told you that women are is now. So when he says, yeah, I'll say yes, I'll just out is it. At that moment, I become the child and he becomes the parent.
Oh my God.
It's so funny.
But it's good. Yeah. And there are parents, don't do this, don't do that. And see, you are not doing what you're preaching. Can't you see what happens with all these politicians' children? They know their parents are thieves. They are blood thieves. See the lifestyle that they are living. And when they die, they squander the money. They don't care. They already know what their parents did. To me, Isha, is the first thing is the relationship between the parents at home. Look at children that grew up in a healthy family. Oh. The parents, they are playful. They are coordinated. Even the way they behave in society is different from those who grew up from abusive homes. The way they speak up. The opposite gender is different. The way they coordinate things, they relate with people is quite different. We know peer pressure and children can learn things outside, but there's a difference. They are different, Rashida. That's all I can say.
We are quite on the right path, but research has it that the number one indicator of a child's thrive in life depends on the quality of happiness of the mother.
They say happy wife, happy life.
If the mother is always angry, always depressed, can't give what you don't have.
Not at all.
So who is the person that will make the mother happy? It's actually the partner. So if the husband is always stressing the mother and you know, this transfer of aggression, the real thing.
I hate that thing.
You can't control it. It just comes. because you're angry here, you're transferring it there, and it's just, if a mother is happy, she pours it back to her child.
Yeah.
Some people will argue that the man is not making you happy, you make yourself happy.
Well, what kind of talk is that one? But okay, maybe the definition for everybody is different. What we say, and it's not making you happy, is that when you come to the house, you scatter everywhere. People are happy, you come and ruin the joy in the house. That
was yes.
And you come and make her happy. Your presence. Yes. As you are coming to the house, everybody is frowning. This man don't come again. That's what we are.
You know, as some people will say, when they ask somebody this same question, the person said that the presence of a father in the house. They said, no, it's not the presence of a father in the house. It's the happiness, the quality of the happiness of the mother. So when they say the quality, you see, there are different qualities to this happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like when you have a material and they say this material, this quality is good. If the mother... it's like she's having this luxury material. She's having she's having like the Hermes type of happiness. I knew you were going to call me a thief. Anytime, I don't like this thing. This is your behavior. You need to stop it. Anytime I say anything, this is always thinks that I'm an arm robber or something. She has put me all these criminal categories. So the quality, the Hermes quality of happiness of a wife will determine how she's going to pour it into the children. If you are buying China made, if you are giving the woman like China made quality, not China made, Abba made, because all these Hermes and they go to China for production. So if you're giving like Abba made quality of happiness, it's Abba made quality of happiness that she's going to pour into the kids. So with these few points of mine, I hope I'll be able to
convince you and not confuse you
that
yes,
a Hermes quality of happiness for your wife is better than an Abba made quality of happiness.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to my TED talk. All this one now, you wanted to say this point. That's why you brought this research.
This research, yeah.
Everybody gets what you're trying to say, Sha. Let's
ask. Yeah, you'll see. And on that note, we have come to the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and give us an honest review.
And then follow us on all our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. We're on YouTube. Let's hang out together. Thank you guys for coming every week. Really appreciate it.